No one is a more hardcore capitalist than me, right? I've helped start dozens of companies. I've made, you know, jillions of dollars. I'm a proud capitalist. But here's the thing. Capitalism is a good system or it's not. And if it's a good system, then surely we can hold it to the standard that business people can pay their workers enough so that they can survive without government assistance, food stamps, and so on and so forth. Because what I find baffling is that many of my most ardent capitalist friends will argue seriously that it's the best system ever devised, but also believe that it will instantaneously collapse if they're held to a reasonable standard. And both things cannot be true. Right. We either need to embrace capitalism and hold it to a high standard. We need to chuck it and become socialists. I am absolutely convinced that we can hold it to a high standard, that there is no earthly reason in the world why every company can't pay its workers enough for them to lead dignified, stable and secure lives. The system won't work worse. It will work better. Now, rich people may make a little bit less money, but that's not a bad thing.
Well, that's not a bad thing if you're one of the people who's making more money. But yeah. You know, and I know,
yes,
power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I don't know anybody
Correct.
Who is a billionaire who would prefer to be a 100 millionaire. There are enough people with enough wealth who will never, ever part with a penny. Those are some of the people you're trying to contend with. And I'm not sure
absolutely.
How you legislate around greed.
No, and that's why you have to get the other 66%. So here's the thing. I've, as you might guess, like tons and tons and tons and tons of very, very wealthy friends. And most of my wealthy friends are good people who care a lot about their community and the country. But here's the thing about people is that if you earn $20 million a year, it is very easy to persuade yourself that you deserve it and that you're worth it and that that's a righteous amount of money to make. And when you go to those people and say, you know, the truth is that you probably need to earn $10 million, even the best people get squirrely around that, which is why it is super necessary to build powerful political coalitions to rearrange things. And the good news is that there's only 1% of us or 0.1% of us who are in that position. The other 99% of y'all are getting hammered. And it shouldn't be impossible to create a political coalition of the people who have not benefited from the current arrangement to rearrange the system in a way that more broadly benefits people. There's a group of people you will never reach, right? You will never reach some of those Wall Street guys. They just don't care. I believe that we can in this country create a political coalition that is powerful enough to rearrange the pieces in a way that will benefit everybody.